As the Oscars hype peaks this weekend, here's a question. What was the biggest opening week box office of the last 12 months, and in which country did it occur? You could be forgiven for answering Star Wars The Force Awakens in the United States, but that actually came second. First place goes to China and The Mermaid, a slapstick comedy from Hong Kong, releasing here this week. Further proof that the Chinese audience, encouraged by an 800% growth in the number of bricks and mortar cinemas in the last 10 years, is a force to be reckoned with. At this rate, China will overtake the US as the world's biggest box office sometime in 2018. And if you think that that only affects big budget spectacles, think again. Trade paper The Hollywood Reporter tips that China's first cinema chain dedicated to indie or prestige cinema, like our Dendy or Palace, will open within the next year. When that audience comes online, the effect on smaller films around the world could be game-changing. As for The Mermaid, think an environmentalist battle of the sexes action comedy. Directed by Stephen Chow, who made Shaolin Soccer, it swings between Hong Kong's sharply dressed corporate snobs and an underwater world of sea people struggling amid encroaching pollution. There's a great central performance from actress Yun Lin, who proves there's nothing like a couple of sea urchins embedded in your face to show you have physical comedy chops. She plays an accident-prone mermaid on a mission to kill a property developer come environmental vandal, but soon they're falling in love. Admittedly, it's pantomime at times, but it is more than saved by some laugh-out-loud acerbic humour that I think the Chinese do so well. And I include the diaspora in that, as anyone who's enjoyed the caustic zingers in the SBS sitcom The Family Law will know. The Mermaid is definitely worth a look. And that's the final cut. I'm Jason DeRosso. You can catch me on Twitter at JDRRR or back here, same time, same place, next week. 世間始終美好